Breakfast with James and Jimmy, the missile and Jimmy. No real nickname there, but anyway, welcome back to the program. Bossy and Brandy having themselves a bit of a break. We're doing it live from the 1170 SEN studios. Remember, download the app. You hear us anywhere.
So good.
Yeah.
It's a bit clearer through the app as well. I love the app.
I'm the app. I'm now in the car. I'm the app.
Yeah, same as me.
So I would recommend everyone do that. The SEN Track Network as well, the Illawarra, the Central Coast, Griffith, big in the Riverina there, the MIA.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah. You ever been?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And, of course, now down at Canberra, SEN Track down at Canberra, 1323 AM. So listening there, make sure you text us through. All right, we've got the weather update. We've got that out of the way, so you don't need to send that through. 0457 736 736. Get us on the McDonald Jones open line as well, 1300 01 1170. Anything you missed out of the first hour, some really good stuff. I'll tell you what we didn't do, Missile, is identify the commentator who gave you the nickname Missile. We played the audio.
Yeah.
But Anthony Hudson, it was.
Yeah.
Hunter.
You recognise the voice?
Recognise the voice, and of course he's famous in this city for his call of the fourth quarter of Geelong versus the Sydney Swans in the prelim of 2005, where Nick Davis kicks his fourth goal for the quarter. What did he say? I see it, but I don't believe it. And people had left the ground. They were on buses.
Really?
Going home. People thought, oh, well, the Swans are going to get this off. It's over. Famous comeback in that
one. Do you know what
one.
He's doing now?
Yeah, he still calls. He works for SEN.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you should get him on the show.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
You should get him on the show.
Not a bad idea. And remember, if you've missed any of that, some of that gold from earlier, go back and find out where you get him on your favourite podcast platform as well. Serving for the match, Serena Williams, 5-4 up in the third and 30-15. So she's a couple of points away from having her 99th singles victory at Wimbledon, which is second only to Martina Navratilova. Quite incredible. So there you go. And we've got just the start of the second half, the live sport going on. Australia, who is now all lowercase as well with Portugal, which that was sort of threw us off, didn't it, pre-game?
It did.
Australia was all in capitals and Portugal just had the capital P and then lowercase. We thought, ooh, what does this mean?
Yeah, it's a dodgy coverage. I think we're getting some sort of European coverage beamed over here. It looks like the Bondi surf cam for a while there.
Paramount Plus is a big shout out to YouTube, by the way, James. It's coming through. Being critical of their coverage. Morning, J&J. Isn't it ironic that the day our Nick gets racially abused in England, that it comes to light that one of their own has been racially abused? Lewis Hamilton was called the N-word by former champion Nelson Piquet last year on a Brazilian podcast. Nelson's daughter is dating Max Verstappen. Cheers, the big G. So I was reading about this. I didn't realise that Nelson's daughter was dating Max Verstappen, but that has come to light. Lewis Hamilton has had his say on it. Formula One has had their say. Apparently Formula One will not welcome Nelson Piquet back to anywhere, the marshalling area, anywhere within the Formula One confines until he gives a very public apology to Lewis Hamilton.
Wild. Wow, it's crazy that we still see it this day and age. Like it shocks me every time. And if that is what was happening in the crowd with Nick Kyrgios as well, that needs to be looked into, because we're quick to jump all over Nick Kyrgios for his behaviour. But if he's reacting to that, then it's bang out of line.
So if you're just joining us, here is what Nick... So Nick's won through in five sets against Paul Jubb, so...
We know he hates the five setters as well. He's not a fan.
Well, here's the other one. Now he's got to play doubles with Thanasi Kokkinakis. What if that goes five sets? Because if there's one thing that Nick doesn't do that well is physical preparation, right? So then he gets to week two and it's like, oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Five setter after five setter. After five setter, let's have a listen to now. This was his complaint that there was a lines person that was giving him up on some of his behaviour. Dobbing.
Has one person today come to see her speak?
No.
Yeah, I understand, but why is she doing that? Not one person in the stadium come here to watch her do anything. Not one person. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know you got fans, but she got none. She got none. What did I do? She just selfishly walks to you in the middle of the game, like, because she's a snitch. Like, come on now.
So there you go. We've got a snitch, probably just doing a job, the lines person. But anyway, aka snitch. A snitch.
He said the umpire has fans. I like. He's acknowledged that. Who's your favourite umpire?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's like you're saying Ash Klein. Well, look, I know there's some fans come here to watch you tonight, Ash.
But not the touch judge.
That's exactly right. But anyway.
My advice to tennis fans out there, if you're a tennis fan, you're an Aussie tennis fan, and you want to, if you want to see some serious tennis, you watch Demon Orr. You back him in to try and get to the semis or something like that. If you want to see a circus, you want to see the sideshow, you flick over to Kyrgios. Once you accept the fact that Kyrgios, he's not so serious about his tennis, he's probably not there trying to win the title, then you can relax and enjoy the entertainment and the sideshow that is Nick Kyrgios.
Well, I've been courtside to see Nick at his most competitive when it really meant something to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was at the celebrity basketball game for the Sydney Kings. Remember, there was a former Miss World entrant, and he was blocking her shot. I'm like, wow. This, remember when Steve Carfino, he was the coach of our side, Steve Carfino went on the back page and went, hey, bring the camera over here. He said this guy was out of control. He was so competitive. I mean, he blocked the shot of the Premier, Dominic Perrottet. Fair enough. I can't think of a name. She's 5'2".
Wow.
And she was just going for a little shot. They were leading by 30. And he blocked it. It's like, come on,
that's
Nick.
So good. Imagine if you brought that intensity to the tennis court.
You can only imagine.
Yeah,
that's
what it is. It's when Nick Kyrgios plays, it's a circus. I watch it just waiting for the blow up. That took 12 minutes for his first blow up. I'm a bit disappointed by that. Let's go earlier, Nick.
You're a fan though, aren't you?
I'm a fan of the entertainer, which is Nick Kyrgios. I like others, I used to find it a bit frustrating because you see an athlete with talent. And you want the best for them. You want them to realize that talent. And I found that frustrating at first. And then when I sat back and thought, you know what? The guy's openly said he hates tennis. I'm going to watch this for entertainment, not for sporting prowess, but for pure entertainment.
Do you think he uses it for himself? So JP McEnroe, famously, he would be very deliberate about his blow-ups. So when he needed a change in the way the game was being played out, he got punched in the head that many times in the locker room. Because people knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
I'm dominant now, and he's just mixing it up so that my rhythm is broken, whatever it is. And those blow-ups weren't because he lost his cool, because he needed something in a match.
Yeah, I don't think Nick Kyrgios is that in control of his emotions.
Fair enough. Keep the text messages coming through, 0457 736 736. News just in, NRL from the NRL. State of Origin Game 3, sold out.
There you go.
No surprise there.
So our great prize that was worth $2,000 is probably worth more now.
Well, there you go. And remember, we're giving that away. Your chance to be a winner. We promise we'll get the correct answer this time. But over to you, the listener. You have to get the correct answer as well. It's a State of Origin experience for Game 3 worth more than $2,000. And remember, you'll get your cue a little bit later on. Can we get the overs and unders markets on how many minutes it takes for Nick Kyrgios to have his first blow-up in the next match?
Yeah, I like it.
Greenkeeping Rooster.
Well, how can you go overs, unders, 10 minutes?
What about defined blow-up, though?
Let's go first F-bomb.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, because he dropped a few in those sprays.
I thought that was the S-bomb, not the F-bomb.
Oh, I thought it was if he was at the effing checkout at the grocery store.
We'll have to get back to that audio.
That's good
we'll have
audio.
To get back to it.